Oh, man, I was watching. Vic Phil is the professional barber.
How many guys did you get?
Man, they got... Greg got somebody, Phil got somebody, Mingo, so... I think we got four people. And right now, the DBs, we didn't get any DBs. They didn't even come into the locker room.
So everybody looks pretty good?
Yeah, they look terrible. They look terrible.
What did they do to you? Anything when you were a rookie?
Oh, man, no. No, I mean, when we came in, with me and TJ were talking about it earlier, we had a bunch of just older players like Debo and them dudes. They weren't really worried about that. They just wanted us to take their pads in. And then, no, they made me, I had to buy the whole defense iPads. So that was a lot worse than getting my hair cut. Yeah. I would have much rather got a chip out the side of my hair.
DBs or the whole defense?
The whole defense. Yeah, yeah.
You're the last rookie to sign those big deals.
Yeah, definitely. So after I did that, they didn't mess with me too much at all. No equipment, no nothing. I was like, iPads, I was good with them. So it was perfect.
Can you talk about what are your personal goals going into this game? What do you want to see your own self do?
I don't think I'm going to be in too long, but I just want to, you know, just practice my technique. Just, you know, just make sure I'm getting all the calls, getting all the checks, moving around, making tackles. We haven't really hit too much, but, you know, just make sure you get that first contact, making sure everything's still good. That's basically what I want to do.
No, along that, how realistic is practice when you can't hit those guys? You don't hurt your own teammates, but how realistic is practice?
It is. It's really realistic. But the thing is, you get up to the point of making a play, and like I said, you've been in the league or you've been playing football so long that tackling, you know, you don't really forget how to tackle. You know, it's like riding a bike. When you get on the bike, you know how to do it. When I get out there, I remember how to tackle, how to wrap, how to bring people down. And practice, it helps out a lot because you don't want to hurt your guys, like you said, but at the same time, you're going to still get to that point where you are and then ease off.
Is the defense interested in seeing how the run fits work? I mean, you haven't been able to do that at practice.
Yeah, we just want to be able to hit somebody else besides our own teammates, honestly. Just see how the scheme works, just see how, you know, when we're in practice and we're blitzing against our offense, and so we get to the quarterback and have to back off, how it looks when you really just get to go all out, and if the quarterback is really going to have to release there, or if the offensive line is going to pick up the block. So it's going to be really good to see in a game type situation how the blitzes really work.
Hey, Joe, what do you think of how Leon McFadden's doing in camp? Obviously, you know, Coach told us he has a pulled groin, so we're not going to get to see him tomorrow, but how's he come along?
He's coming along well. I mean, it's a lot, definitely, because I know when I was a rookie, came in that corner, and they had me doing corner and nickel, trying to learn two positions at one time, and then just the game moving a whole lot faster. He's adapting really well. I mean, he's taking coaching. He's putting his best foot forward. He's working hard, and hopefully we get him back really soon.
How do you feel about the competition over there between that's going on pretty much between Chris and Buster right now?
I love it. It's really good competition. It's bringing the best out of both of them. And it's so good because when CO does a good play, Buster's just looking, and Buster comes out there, both of them are like super competitive, and both of them are just playing at the top of their games. And somebody makes a play, the other one feels like it's time for them to make a play. So just really good competition in the secondary is good.
If you had to pick one of those guys, it would be pretty hard, wouldn't it?
It would definitely be hard. I mean, it's just both of them are, they look the same to me, but both of them are out there just making plays, and I love it.
Joe, you've already been pretty dominant on the corner as is. Are you excited to see what it can be? I mean, with all the emphasis on the pass rush, to see what you can do if there is that type of pressure there?
For sure. I mean, I would say super happy about that. You know, when your front office goes in and puts a whole lot of money into that front seven, when they went out and got Krug, Dez, we drafted Mingo, you mean they know that they want to get to the pass, or they want to get that good pass rush. That's just going to help us out a whole lot. I mean, when quarterbacks are uncomfortable, they don't be able to step up in the pocket, make those great passes. And just a little bit off can help a DB out so much.
I know it's the preseason, but are you curious to see Chud as a head coach on the sideline for the first time?
I mean, I like Coach's whole vibe. I mean, he hasn't changed since he got here. He's been the same, just good practices. He's never too high, he's never too low. And he's a great people person, and you're able to talk to him all the time. I mean, when we see him out at the game, I expect to see the same thing that we've been seeing at practice. I mean, if he needs to yell, he yells. If he needs to coach you up, pulls you to the side, talks to you. I expect to see the same thing that we've been seeing since he got here.
lot of people have been talking about this defense. You talked to a lot of guys, and they're like, we think this can be the best defensive line. We think this could be the best defense. I mean, you've been in this defense for a while. What do you think about the talent of this defense in terms of other defenses you've played on here?
This is the most talented defense for sure. I mean, we just have so many people in there. And I keep speaking of our front seven because those dudes are amazing, honestly. Those dudes are really good with Phil, Rube, Ball, Krug, Mingo. You got so many people that are just can start. We have starters on our team that can start for other teams. And the thing when I was here earlier, we had players that were really, really talented players, but if they left and went to a 49ers, if they went to a Baltimore, they wouldn't be starting on that team. So now we have players that can start on different teams, and it's just amazing to see them up there working and grinding and competing like starters versus starters. It's really good.